Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, August 11th. Hard Knocks! Oh, I know you guys all watched it. I don't know if all y'all watched it. It was cool, like, I don't know, what, 10, 15 years ago? And it just feels like it's the same deal over and over. It's just like, oh, CeeDee Lamb's kind of interesting. Like, okay. And I'm excited for football, and it's good to see fans back. And then, like, what other takeaways do you have? And I'm like, not really anything. I just don't. I liked it. I'm bullish on the Cowboys. And our guest today, Albert Breer, you know him, SI, formerly NFL Network. He's worked everywhere. I've known him for a while. Like, I would say when I go to the Super Bowl and I'm, like, doing, like, media, whatever, on Radio Row or whatever, and there's, like, a handful of reporters who I will see and, like, do more than just the, hey, what's up, man, with the knuckle bump. Breer, Rappaport, those are, like, two of the guys. I've just known them for a while. They've been fans of the big lead for a long time. Danny Cannell, one of my guys. I like Danny Cannell a lot. Good dude. And there's a handful of others, but Breer's just a solid all-around guy. And I think you guys are going to like what he has to say, especially if you're a Cowboys fan. A couple of house-cleaning items. This is a bit of a shocker. In the NBA, Dennis Schroeder is leaving the Lakers and going to the Boston Celtics? I couldn't believe it. I was stunned when I saw this. Now, I'm on a text chain with two guys who used to be at the big lead, and one of them was like, oh yeah, Dennis Schroeder, Celtics, could happen. I was like, what? After the first couple days of NBA free agency, I'm like, all right, moving on. And Schroeder went to Boston. I was stunned. He's going on a one-year deal. $9 million? This is a guy who rejected a colossal offer from the Lakers because he thought he could make more money. The Lakers offered him 4 years, $84 million. Okay? So elementary math says, what is that, $21 million a year? I'm sorry, Dennis Schroeder, 1 year, $5.9 million. Cost himself $15 million. Now, a good agent might say, well, I don't know what went on behind the scenes, but I was just going to say the agent might say, listen, instead of taking the 7 or 10%, I'll take half that because we didn't make it happen. But that does open a can of worms. It's ugly. Now, if you've got an Ari Gold type agent, shout out to Entourage, one of the best shows in HBO's history. You can work, you don't screw that up, and you're making things happen. By the way, super duper randomly, I ended up watching this week one of my favorite Entourage episodes, first season, second episode. Jessica Alba's in it, and I was, you know, I interviewed Jessica Alba once, and I was a big fan of her work back in her acting days. And it's just a great episode, and Ari pulls E aside and is like, yo, this is why you should have had him looking at scripts and taking a movie before reviews came out for whatever his first movie review came out. And it was a terrible review, and E was like learning lessons on the fly, like, oh, shoot, we stepped in it. We could screw up. Of course, it's Entourage. Everything works out. But Dennis Schroeder, like, I know betting on yourself works. I get that. Like, dude, going from 21 mil to six and having only 1 year. Now, I know, listen, Schroeder could play well. Kemba Walker's gone in Boston, so there'll be an opportunity. I don't know if he starts, but you know, he should have an opportunity to play well there. They do have Tatum. They do have Jaylen Brown. They do have Marcus Smart. It's going to be a solid team. Top six East is strong, but I don't really want to talk about that at all. The big news, not in sports, obviously, Tuesday. So I'm just going to lay this out, guys. I'm working from home when Tuesday. I thought I had to go into the office, but I didn't have to. I'm working from home, and I like go in to make a tuna sandwich, you know? And I look out the window, and I see this huge Mack truck doing like a 15-star turn because it's carrying one of those huge excavating diggers. There's just a ton of construction in our area. And this car, this 18-wheeler cannot, it's like a flatbed 18-wheeler, can't make the turn. And I look, and there's like traffic backed up all three ways on the street. And I'm like, ah, what a cluster that is. Jeez. And I just hear the beeping, and it goes on for a while. I don't spend a lot of time looking out the window. And I go about my day. You know, I'm working on this piece for Fox Sports, doing some other stuff. All of a sudden, I get a text from the wife. Hey, our neighbor just texted me that your car got hit. And I'm like, what? And I go out to look at my car, and lo and behold, bam, there's just a humongous dent on the driver's side, a door. Just massive dent. I'm like, what the hell? And my first thought was, oh my gosh, it was these construction pricks. I look on the dash, on the windshield. Nope, nobody left a message. Nobody left a note. And I see there's other, I mean, seriously, there's literally four groups of construction people working on like our street. Different groups. So these other two guys are like staring at the car like, oh my gosh. And I was like, did you guys see it? And they were like, no. But we saw the vehicle making a turn. It had to be that guy. And that was what our neighbor speculated too. And so instantly, I walk around to the other construction guys. Hey, did you guys have the excavator? No, no, no. Up the block. They went up, you know, up there. So I walk up the block, you know, and I was like, wait. Let me go in my house and get ready. Just in case these guys are total assholes. You know, I get my phone and I get my mask and I, like, you know, put on a hat and shades. And I was pissed. I kind of needed to calm down. Like, you go out to your car, there's a huge dent. You kind of know who did it, but they didn't leave a note. Of course, they had left the site, but there's a number. So I call them and I get the number. I call the guy, the subcontractor. And he's like, wait, they already had an excavator on the site. Let me swing by. So he goes by. These guys are, I guess, such amateurs that they somehow screwed up and needed a bigger excavator, didn't tell the subcontractor, went and got it, and on the way hit my car. I sent the pictures. The guy drove by my car. He's like, oof, geez, sorry, dude. And I had to reach out to the insurance. And listen, this is a first world problem. This is nothing. You're probably fast-forwarding and being like, dude, get over this woe is me story. But it's just the hassle and the nonsense of going through this crap. It's like a headache I didn't need. You know, I like structure. Like Tuesday, I do this, that, and the other. Oh, and I've got these three action items I got to take care of for the wife. Oh, and I got to finish up this portion of the taxes. I'm doing this, that, Hard Knocks. I got the interview. We got another interview tomorrow. Like, you've got like a schedule. And then, boom, you get hit with this crap and you got to get on the phone with the insurance company for 30 minutes. And then that's when, like, the wife is like, ooh, we're guessing what kind of car you're going to get. And you know me. You guys know me. I talked about it on the radio show. The Millionaire Next Door is the book that really had an impact on me when I was younger. Live below your means. Don't buy new cars. Always buy used. My car's 13 years old. 13. It's been paid off for a long time. Don't have a car payment. Feels good. And, you know, my wife's with her relatives, and she says, they all think you're going to get a Tesla. And I was like, no. I would love a Tesla. But we're renters. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to go be like a schlub and sit at the local grocery store while my car charges in the morning or at night. I know dads that do that. They said it sucks. You got to get the charging station at your house. Guess what? We're renting. I'm not adding a charging station to this place. Hell no. And now I've gone on way too long and you guys don't care. But I'm just saying, it's my life. This is the stuff I've got to deal with. All right. Coming up next, you guys are going to love him. Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated's great NFL columnist, breaking down the biggest stories in the NFL. Here we go.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome in Albert Breer. I've known this guy for a while. He covers the league for, he's covered the league for everywhere. So he's got sources out the wazoo. I read his stuff this week on the Rams. I'm bullish on the Rams. He came out west last week. We were not able to catch up, but
close.
Albert,
though, close.
How are you, man?
We made an effort.
We did make an effort. Thanks, yes, son. But you're a busy man, man. Yeah. You're in high demand.
Yeah.
How many places are you working for now? You got
a bunch.
Radio,
yeah.
TV,
I mean, SI, NBC,
writing.
Boston.
I mean, goodness.
I'm on with your guys at Fox with Cowherd. So yeah, I've got a bunch of different balls in the air.
One of the best in the business. All right, let's just dive right in. First of all, how was it getting back out on the road last year? I don't think anybody was able to cover anything, right?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I've said this to a few people, and I think this really kind of encapsulates it. And I think this goes for everybody, not just people who are in our business. You know, I think over the last year and a half, we all learned to be really efficient through our phones, through doing meetings over Zoom. And you know, the fact that we can do this right now, Jason, is probably at the level, at the quality that we can do it now, is probably in part because we've adapted so well. But you know, one thing the last couple of weeks on the road and being with 14 different teams really reminded me is like the face-to-face interaction, that's irreplaceable. It's priceless, you know? And so getting to see people face-to-face again was huge. And, you know, it's always a good trip because it's one of those things where it's like tough to book and all that. But once you actually get out there on the road, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start. First of all, we're recording this before Hard Knocks debuts tonight, Tuesday night. And I got to ask, like, where are you on optimism for the Cowboys this year? Hard Knocks, it feels like, and I don't have hard numbers to back this up, it feels like every team that goes on there just sputters and doesn't really do anything and make the playoffs.
Yeah, I actually think, like, so to me, like, they're one of these teams that has a lot of variables. There's a high ceiling, but a lot of variables. So I think you have to start asking the questions. Is Micah Parsons ready to make an impact on defense and maybe add something to their pass rush because he can do so many different things well. Can they keep DeMarcus Lawrence healthy? What's their corner situation? How does Kelvin Joseph come along as a rookie? Does Trayvon Diggs take the next step? And then on offense, there's the obvious, right? Now, we know they got all the flashy things there, but can Zach Martin and Tyron Smith stay healthy? Because the identity of that team for so long has been the offensive line. And so I just think you look up and down at that roster and you can really make a case like this should be a 12 or a 13 win team, but they have to hit a lot of those things. You know what I mean? Like, so they're one of these teams that has so many variables.
I remember last year, the buzzword was continuity because of the weird off season. Like the Cowboys still kind of bring back everybody right on offense. Now the defense is a bit of a dumpster fire with Quinn coming in, but I mean, I think you could make the case like in what I think is kind of a down NFC. I think they've got a shot here to honestly get to the Super Bowl. I feel embarrassing that out loud.
When you look at like the division and
that's where it's
I think it's gonna be more competitive. Like the Giants have loaded up a little bit and Washington was a good team last year. And I think Ron Rivera has at least stabilized that franchise. But you know, I think of the four teams in the NFC East, they've got the highest ceiling.
No doubt.
I'm not even sure it's that arguable. You know what I mean? Like, and that doesn't mean they're going to be the best team, but if you just look at like, how good could I envision this team being? The Cowboys are probably the one team that you can see. Like that team, there's like a reasonable path to 12 or 13 wins for them.
Yeah. Now, let's stay in the division. I've been reluctant to talk about Deshaun Watson on this pod a lot.
Yeah.
And I know staying in the division doesn't make sense, but
staying in the state.
You know, Jalen Hurts is kind of Jalen Hurts is struggling in Philly. And, you know, Deshaun Watson not traveling with the team. We saw the tweet from, what's his name, McCain, saying Watson will never play it down again. And you just look around, and the Eagles have ammo to trade for Watson. Yeah. I know he's got the legal stuff. Is it premature to think that something could happen before this calendar year ends?
Let me give you, like, the landscape here. Nick Caserio, the first-year general manager of the Texans, every indication I've got is he's resolved not to take a discount. He doesn't want his first major move as the GM of the Texans to be to trade away Deshaun Watson for 50 cents of the dollar. Because imagine J-Mac in a month, like, there's a settlement, and then he's back on the field a month after that. Like, how horrible that looks if he takes a discount, right? And that's not minimizing the other, because obviously the legal case, that's the most serious stuff here. Right. So I don't want to, like, sound like I'm being callous about it, but that's sort of the way you have to approach it. And if you're another team, can you give up a historic return? Can you give up a historic haul of draft picks, players, whatever, to do that right now, considering this is still ongoing? And so to me, like, this sort of rises to the level of being an ownership decision, okay? And I think there are two teams that would probably get ownership sign-off on it, and that's Carolina and Philly. I think those two teams, you can envision a scenario where those two would be able to get their ownership to sign off on doing something while this is still ongoing. And I think even then it would probably have to be a bunch of conditional picks and that sort of stuff that are, like, connected to his ongoing legal situation. Miami's another that I'd sort of, you know, had my eye on. And then Denver, to me, Denver's like Carolina in that both those teams really like Justin Fields before the draft. But because of how tumultuous the quarterback situation has been across the league, basically didn't want to sell out for a rookie right now. Carolina and Denver are sort of sitting there in a spot where they're like, we are okay with what we have right now, but we've left our options open. So if Deshaun Watson, if the price is where we need it to be, maybe we do that. Or next off season, if Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers are available, we can go and do something like that. And so, I would say those four teams are the teams. The thing is, I think you're going to have to rise to, you have to rise to giving a market price for Deshaun Watson. Right. And given the fact that the legal situation is still ongoing, and when you bring him in, he is immediately going to become the face of your franchise, I think it's a tough sell for some teams.
So Carolina has Tepper, right? The billionaire young dude, hedge fund guy, like private equity. Like, those guys love to take risks, and they assess risk. Lurie's kind of different, right? He's kind of an older money guy?
Yeah,
I think he's in his 60s.
They have a lot. Like, the Phillies got so much history of taking chances on guys. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it goes back. I mean, Mike Vick's the most obvious one, but there are other examples. They brought in Terrell Owens in a really, really weird. Now, this is like a
You could even
level.
Say Carson Wentz was a risk. Well, could you not?
I mean, yeah.
They traded up to get him?
Yeah. I mean, they've taken risk after risk. And I do think the one, like, piece of the one nuance to this whole thing is both Jeffrey Lurie and David Tepper, the two owners we're talking about, I think are relatively obsessed with getting the quarterback position right.
Oh, gosh,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, to the point where it was like sort of I think for Tepper, it's been since he bought the team, but he's a little bit more involved now that he's got his feet wet as an owner. And for Lurie, I think it connects to the fact that they traded away Carson Wentz, who he had been all in on. You know,
that was his guy, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask about Lurie. So wait, do you think, given his recent year where every media outlet beat him up for being meddling and screwing around with the drafts and, you know, being all in on Carson Wentz and all that and it messing up, do you think he'd be more reluctant to take a chance or doubling down?
Because I'm not saying he'd meddle. I'm saying I think he'd give the green light. So if Howie wanted to do it, right? Like, if Howie Roseman wanted to do this, like, I think he'd give him the green light. And the thing about it is, think about it for Howie. If he brings in Deshaun, you know, like, after going through everything they went through, a coaching change kind of gives him a new lease on life. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like you at least got to let that play out a little bit. And so the way I look at it, you know, it'd be an enormous risk to do it right now. Cause I mean, like, there's so much. I mean, here's the thing. Like, if there's a settlement, right, like 4 months down the line, who's to say there's not, there more could come out. You know what I mean? Like, there's just,
right. Yeah. No,
I mean, so you really have to feel comfortable with it. And I would assume that these teams, I don't know this, but I would assume that any team that's considering looking at Watson probably has their security people on it already.
Yeah.
But it's complicated like that. And and it's even more complicated because I think the Texans are showing right now, like, look, we're not like just going to get rid of this guy to get rid of this guy. We're not going to just trade him to trade him. Like, we need to do what's right for the team long term. Like, and what's right for the team long term when you got a 25-year-old franchise quarterback who's under contract for the next 5 years is to get every single piece of capital you possibly can for him, unless you can somehow figure out a way to keep him, which I think the ship's completely sailed on that.
Yeah, I don't have the numbers, but I think I saw 18 women came out and defended him and say, oh, I've given him massages, no problem. And there's like 21 who are like, no, this guy's shady. And then there's two with the criminal.
And that's why I have such a hard, I can't take on this. It's not fair to him to have a take on this because
before this, he was
a model citizen. It's also not fair to be on the other side of it. It's not fair to the 22 women to act like this is just some sort of, like, you know, entanglement towards making a trade. Right. You can't treat it that way.
And don't forget the NFL investigation. We don't know what they're going to turn up. But now I got to say, historically, they've been all over the place. Right. Hard on some guys and light on others. I don't know where I have no idea where that is. But
and that's the thing is, like, I do think so. I mean, first of all, like, we're so impatient about this stuff. And
the fact
of the matter is the legal system doesn't work on the NFL's timeline. You know what I mean?
Like, unfortunately,
they don't care. And so, and again, like, in fairness to the women involved, in fairness to Deshaun, like, I think it's unfair to have any sort of, like, take on this one.
Yeah. I'm in agreement.
But I do think like the NFL, if you look at their history, I think it's unlikely Deshaun's not suspended for this, even if there's a settlement, even if this is adjudicated relatively shortly. My guess would be, like, you'd probably be looking baseline, and maybe it winds up being more than this, but baseline, like a Roethlisberger suspension.
How long was his?
I believe was 6 games, and it was knocked down to 4 on certain conditions. So if he met certain conditions, then it got reduced down to 4.
Okay. I was thinking 6, but you're right. 4 could easily be. We don't know.
That's like best case scenario. Obviously,
if
there's some level of guilt here. I mean, because the one thing we can presume right now is that, like, is what it was with Roethlisberger was, it wasn't that he was guilty of anything. It was, you put yourself in a bad position, therefore you put the league in a bad position. You made yourself look bad, therefore you made the league look bad. And I think, like, at the very least, you can probably say that Deshaun's done that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, now, whether or not he's guilty, we'll see. That'll be decided in court. Yeah. But I think at the very least, you can probably make that argument.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurdahl Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, so two other quarterback, I don't know if controversies yet, debates, but Trey Lance taking many more snaps all of a sudden this week in San Francisco. You touched on that. And then your Patriots, not your team, but your backyard.
Yep.
Mac Jones getting way more snaps than I thought. First team reps. Like, Albert. I can't imagine that the Patriots would start Mac Jones, a rookie, in the opener against Flores. We saw what Flores' D did last year to Herbert. He had one of his worst games. But I definitely think we're going to be seeing some Mac Jones at some point this year.
Let's start with San Francisco.
Okay.
You know, I don't think you can look at this binary. Like, it's not, I think, just Lance or Garoppolo. I think we could see some combination of them, you know. Talking to Kyle Shanahan, I think he's like mulling, like, could I go week to week? Now, I don't know if that would work.
Oh, God.
But I mean, it'd be a fun story. It'd be a fun thing to cover. I think like Kyle is thinking outside the box on this a little bit. Doesn't mean he won't pick one and roll with them. But, you know, if Jimmy's a starter, I think we're going to see some of Trey. The next question, of course, would be if Trey's a starter, is Jimmy gone? And at this point, like, they've ridden it out for so long with Jimmy at this point. And I just don't, like, one point someone there made to me was, well, if we do that, aren't we the same position we've been the last few years, where if you lose your starter, then all of a sudden a championship team isn't a championship team anymore. Right. And remember, they went through 18-20 paying for their lack of quarterback depth, right? Are you comfortable with Nate Sudfeld, like, piloting a championship level roster? So that's why I think both guys are on the team this year. As for New England, everything about Bill, everything in Bill's history tells you, like, he'll play it safe here and he'll start with Cam. And if he has to go to Mac, he'll go to Mac. I think Mac has an opportunity because in the spring, all you can do is put yourself in position to compete. That's like the basic rule there is, like, mm-hmm. you can't win a job in the spring. You can just create a competition in the summer. Mac checked that box. And then when you get to the summer, my experience has always been watch the reps, watch who's playing with the ones, who's playing behind the first offensive line. I think we've gradually seen more of that. And to me, there was a practice last week. It was pouring rain and Mac hadn't played well the week before. And all of a sudden, Mac Jones's reps went through the roof that day. It was coming off of a bad day, right? So bad day, it's raining. And like, to me, it's like, you look at like something like that, Bill's philosophy has always been that those sorts of spots, like when it's inclement weather out, like some coaches will go in the bubble. Bill's like, no, that's opportunity. Like, that's a good chance to test my guys. And so the fact that he wanted to see more of Mac in that environment tells me he's at least toying with the idea of keeping Mac starting Mac. And this is unlike the Niners too. Like, I think if Mac's the starter, Cam might not be on the team.
Wow. Why not? Because the team loves him.
I'm just not sure. Like, they love Cam. Like, they love Cam as a player, as a person, everything else. Does he fit as the backup? Or would you rather have Brian Hoyer there, who at the very least, like, you know, can be a resource to your starter?
Wow. So spin it
forward.
I just
think it's something you have to consider. I don't know. I don't know.
Right. No, that's fair.
But Cam's never been a backup in his life.
No,
you know what I mean?
Of course
and that's
not.
A
so, but where would he go?
Is there,
would he go to the Houston Texans?
I don't know. It's a good question. Nick,
I don't know who their backup is because, you know, Tyrod, and I don't know who their backup is.
Tyrod Davis Mills, the quarterback of Stanford.
Get the hell out. Well, they're tanking, right? I mean, obviously.
Davis Mills got talent. He couldn't stay healthy in college, had that issue. Only started like 7 games. He does, like, look it up.
Yeah, it was like a 5-star recruit.
Yeah,
I know.
Like a 5-star
recruit. He had like 5 injuries on his knee or whatever.
All that.
Wait, so then the other team is the Lions. They're one of the worst teams in the league.
Yep.
I don't think they're going to, I think they got Goff, right? I mean, they're not going to add Cam.
No, I mean, I think they're locked in with Goff, and this is obviously a retooling year for them. So, I mean, I don't know where to go, man. Like, that's the thing.
Who's Tua's,
like,
backup? Who's Tua's?
It's hard. You know, here's what's hard. Like, I think with Cam, I think it's a little like Jay Cutler, where teams, I don't think teams could really envision Jay Cutler as a backup. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was like just, and that's not that Jay's a bad guy. People argue about that all the time. Cam's definitely not a bad guy, but there are just certain quarterbacks where when they're done as a starter, it's just hard for them to find work because, like, teams just don't have it in their head that this guy can be in the kind of in the background week to week and a resource for the starter and all that different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Cam was a superstar. He was an MVP of the league. He's not going to be holding a clipboard.
So to me, if Cam weren't on the Patriots, like, I would look for an injury somewhere. Like, maybe that would be where he would wind up going.
And then he surfaces somewhere. Yeah. Okay. And then, the Trey Lance Garoppolo thing, I want to ask this. Let's just say hypothetically, and the 49ers have, if they can ever stay healthy, they're loaded. Let's just say hypothetically they get to the playoffs and they get back to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo is a starter, but with some spot packages from Trey Lance. Like, is there a world where they do not move on from Garoppolo?
After this year, you mean?
Yeah, if they win the Super Bowl or get to the Super Bowl and Garoppolo is playing well, I don't think that's out of the realm,
that's
Albert,
a great
is
problem.
It?
That'd be an awesome problem.
Awesome problem.
You're talking about like a champagne problem.
Because then his trade value is through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, I still think Trey Lance is the quarterback in 2022 there regardless, and Jimmy Garoppolo is probably somewhere else. That would be my guess. He's going into a contract year, so this actually sets up where Jimmy after this year will have 1 year left on his deal. And if you're Jimmy, are you doing an extension with the Niners? And then if you're not the Niners and he doesn't do an extension with you, you're looking at it and you're saying, okay, like, I'd either have 1 more year with Jimmy or we can just move forward with Trey Lance, who we know is going to be our quarterback long-term. That'd be my guess would be almost regardless, absent Jimmy becoming the best quarterback in the league, it's probably Trey Lance in 2022 regardless.
But, and that's what's weird. Yesterday on the pod, I went through a bunch of teams and I'm like, who would you rather have, Jimmy Garoppolo or this starter here? I would say Garoppolo is the top 20 quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
I personally like him a lot. How about this?
I think the Niners like him. Like, the problem, so there are a couple problems with him. Number one, he freelances a bunch, and I think a little bit too much for their liking, right?
Oh.
And number two, that's led to injury in some cases. Mm. And so, like, if you can't keep him healthy, and remember, his injury history goes back to New England. He got hurt there, too.
That's right.
And his, like, little, you know, like, it's his four-game sample there. You know, if you, like, yeah, I just think that there's – it's not that they don't really like Jimmy as a player. It's that there are certain areas where they feel like they could be better. Here's the other thing, too. And I talked to Kyle a little bit about this. Look at who he lost to in the Super Bowl. Like, that experience of being up like that and coaching your ass off and then one guy coming in and making it all not matter, right? Mm. In Super Bowl, in Super Bowl 51, was it 51? 51.
Brady in the
against pass. Against Brady. And Brady comes back from 28 to 3. And then in Super Bowl 54 against Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
In both those games, he held a lead. In both those games, it quickly evaporated because one guy. And so I think that's part of the mentality now for Kyle and for John Lynch and for all the other guys there is like, we need to raise the ceiling a little bit on quarterback, and Trey Lance gives them the opportunity to do it. It's like the same concept on actually it's the exact same concept as like what the Rams did, where the Rams had a perfectly good starter, but like looked around and said to themselves, you know what? We need to find another level at the position.
Man, this Colts team, but with the injuries, Carson Wentz, Quentin Nelson,
snake bitten.
I don't know. Is Jimmy Garoppolo a potential Colts quarterback? Not this year, obviously. Next year. And the other one I would ask is the Pittsburgh Steelers with Big Ben took a $5 million pay cut.
I'd be surprised if he wound up on the Colts. The Colts actually had like an opportunity, or at least like there were very, very preliminary discussions at one point between the Niners and Colts. Like, I don't think the Colts would be in on that. My guess would be Pittsburgh could make some sense down the line. And so, yeah, I mean, I think after this year, the Steelers' options are sort of open. You know, I mean, would they, you know, get in the running for Aaron Rodgers a year from now? Maybe they would, right? Like, if you think about it, like,
Jeez, I forgot like, about that guy.
I mean, that's the thing is like after this year, there are going to be some spots that could open up a little bit. And so there are teams like that where you're not thinking about them for like an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson or any of these guys that might be available after this year, where a year from now things could open up in those places.
All right. So we'll wrap up with gambling and a fantasy question.
Okay.
And then of course, you know, I know you pick your Super Bowl teams for SI, but I need leans out of you at least at this point.
Okay.
So we'll go, first of all, fantasy, any player that you think could pop as a potential, like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to blow up. I'm trying to think like Justin Jefferson last year was an absolute monster. CeeDee Lamb.
One of the big things in Mike, productive as a rookie, even with a really messed up quarterback situation, messed up offensive line situation there. And they believe he's going to be a superstar. And so, like, looking at him, like, he's just – Mike McCarthy really emphasizes being able to play all three receiver positions. Like, he wants to be able to move his guys around. And as a rookie, that's really hard to do. So, like, CeeDee was sort of, like, a little static as a rookie. But now the year under his belt, they feel more free to move him around, which I think is going to be huge for him in McCarthy's offense. So I'd take CeeDee Lamb.
Cooper's kind of banged up too, isn't he? He's always a little nicked up.
Yeah, Cooper's banged up. And I think over time, like, Lamb winds up being a better player than Cooper. So I think over time, like, Lamb winds up being the number one there.
As Super Bowl leans at this point, I know it's early. I'm not going to hold you to it.
So, I mean, I could go really boring and go Chiefs-Packers, which is like probably what I would pick right now. If you want me to kind of like throw a couple curveballs per conference, the Rams are like, they feel really good about where their roster is. Stafford, I mean, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the MVP of the league. So, the Rams would sort of be the one that I'd be, like, kind of toying with on the NFC side as far as putting them in there. And then on the AFC side, I'm scared to say Cleveland. There's so many things that are going right there right now. Cleveland would be the one, like, in the old days of SI, do you remember, like, sometimes there would be, like, that like out of left field Super Bowl pick, like in your mind, you're I think you're a little older than me, but around my age, like I remember the NFL preview issue, like like every couple of years, there'd be like just the wild card. In fact, I think one year was the Browns. If you look this up, I think SI picked the Browns to go to the Super Bowl in Belichick's last year there.
Was that Dr. Z back in
the
day?
I think so, yeah. I think SI picked the Browns to be in the Super Bowl in 95, which wound up being their last year in Cleveland. So Cleveland would be like kind of my curveball. Wow. So Packers, Chiefs, conventional. Rams, Browns, a little weird.
Okay, and then I need a team that didn't make the playoffs last year that is going to make it this year in each conference. And you are allowed to pick the Jets.
Okay, well, I'm not going to pick the Jets, although I really like what Salah's done there.
I love that, Albert. I really do like you like every team you've been to and read about and talked to, right?
I haven't been to the Jets yet. I haven't even been there yet. So in the NFC, give me the Cowboys. I just think they're too talented. I think they're going to bounce back. I know that's not the most ambitious pick, but I would definitely say I think that they're going to be a better team this year. And with seven teams getting in from each conference, they make sense to me as one that would make it. The AFC Chargers.
Yeah,
I really like Brandon Staley. You know, like I liked him as a head coaching candidate. I like the job he's doing there. I think Herbert is going to have a Carson Wentz in 2017, Patrick Mahomes in 2018, like step forward where we're like, whoa, like this guy might be a top five quarterback already.
Really? You're that bullish?
Yeah. I mean, I think myself included, a lot of people missed some stuff on Justin Herbert coming out. Like, and that's nothing against Joe Burrow, who deserved to be the number one pick. But I mean, man, like I think if everybody knew what they know now, like that would have been much more of a debate, Burrow versus Herbert.
But I guess on Herbert, I'll ask, like, yeah, he put up great numbers, historically good stuff, but didn't they get a new head coach? Didn't they get same offensive coordinator or a new one?
New one.
New offensive coordinator, new head coach.
But I think that can also play to your advantage if you're smart about it, J-Mac.
Is it a new system?
Don't know what you're doing. Like, they don't know what you're going to be throwing at them. And on a week-to-week basis, I think that they can be flexible. And you look at the talent of that offense, right? And this is another piece of it, right?
Lost Hunter Henry, though.
Wentz had talent around him. Mahomes had talent around him. Herbert's throwing to Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Jared Cook, has Austin Eckler behind him, and they added Rashawn Slater and Corey Linsley to the offensive line. Yeah. It's a good group.
Oh, actually, that is interesting. Now, Cook is a fossil, and I'm still pissed at him for the fumble in the
But I'm telling you, like, you go out there, they're like a basketball team. Like, you look at Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, and Jared Cook is like a basketball team out there.
Big dude. Okay. All right. Albert Breer, SI. Good stuff, Albert, as usual. Hey, congrats on all the success, man, and looking forward to all your stuff the rest of the summer.
All right. Thanks, J-Mac.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting, just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.